Season 4 of the End Zone podcast is brought to you by Galactic Donuts. Get in today to your nearest Galactic Donuts and grab those donuts that are out of this world.
Off the handlebar mustache.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'll keep styling this one up and then I'll yell at the referee and tell him he's biased.
Right.
Good voice, bad joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of the End Zone podcast. You are here with your everyday host, Ray Jobbo Spence. Boys, what's going on? How are we?
Going good, lad.
Yeah.
That's the way.
Doing brilliant.
Doing brilliant? Why are we doing brilliant, mate? We'll start with you this week.
Me.
What's going on?
Yeah, start with Ray.
Start with me.
Yeah, start with Ray. What's going on, mate?
Did we do a podcast last week?
We did, yes. Yes, we did Frank the Tank.
Yeah, but you weren't there the week before.
Yes.
Yeah, what was I doing last week?
Getting ready for a big awards night.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, you're better off running that down than I am.
I've been good week. Fucking smashing on the goal course.
Nice.
You need to be fucking scratched when you got a 34 handicap and still win.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way, winning first place.
Yeah, Ray, shout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get $60 to North Rocky Golf Course.
Yeah, nice. You used to have a beer and I'll have a glass of water, so you don't pay me anything.
Comp fee for the next few weeks.
I was going to say, how much does it cost to play a comp for the first round? Like, if you just wanted to comp in, how much is it for the round?
I don't know because I put my money in for the hole-in-one. Yeah, all that shit. I don't know.
Because I was going to say,
it's like $15, $20.
Okay, because I was going to say, you want to make sure you're breaking even if you're golfing. Last thing you want to do is like win $60 and be like, oh, yeah, now cool. I get my money back. I've had a free day of golf. It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah. No, you win more than you pay. It's not that dear. You just have to be, technically, because you still have to be a member. You have to pay the exorbitant amount of money.
Nice. Well, someone's just put off on TikTok. Swapped into the wrong live, but that's all right. They're here. Enjoy it. Welcome.
You're about to see you in a minute, but no, good week.
Huh? Oh, is it? I guess they're not really that important then, are they?
Oh, fucking hell.
But the rest of the crew are here. Ty's here. Medusa's here. Control-Alt-Dickhead's here. Anyway.
I'm going to finish me week.
I'm just making sure that you're aware.
Good week.
No.
Shot 98.
Yes.
Technically shot 64.
Yep.
Is that 98? 98 take 34, 64?
I believe so.
Or 63, one of them. Then big night of the awards night.
Yeah, tell us about it. How'd it go?
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah?
Got there a bit early, though. I thought we were starting at 5:30, but this cunt told me we're starting at, 6?
So it was arrive at 5:30 for a 6 o'clock start.
Yes.
Oh, I thought the invite said 5:30.
It was designed to be there for photos. Yeah. So people were supposed to get photos and sent across and then sit down for 6 o'clock. And good.
It worked out good. What was it? Everybody came in, talked, food got brought in, ate, Jobbo did his long fucking speech, got a Tinder match while I was speaking.
I saw that.
while his parents are right in front of me in the front row.
Jobbo, I got to ask you, mate, because I don't want to roast you too much tonight, but is there a probability that in the next foreseeable future you'll find someone who doesn't have the ability to be able to park in a pram parking spot or...
Was she a single mother?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even messaged her. The one on Tinder.
Yeah, the one that you had to match mid-speech.
Well, I believe he actually has to message a very outlandish message from the last podcast we did. He was supposed to put in a message. So
yeah.
A
video.
I think he's going to have to settle his phone over. Yeah, I think he's going to have to settle his debts right now.
Give the phone. Make sure you're on the profile of which one it is.
Yeah, make sure we know which one it is. I don't want to scare a decent one away.
Yeah.
But no, good week, good awards night.
It was a good awards night. First awards night.
Yes.
How many did we get there?
Probably 20, that one.
Over 20-ish.
That's not bad. Good start.
Yeah.
The good news is I've heard nothing but great things about the night. Good food, good people, good music. So it's good.
The fucking food was...
Have fun on my Tinder while you're at it.
I'm a good ball. She's fucked.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's a Kiwi.
Oh, no.
Is she just?
Yeah. No, it's been good night. I spoke. I did everything else, and he did his little speech.
Yep.
Boric nearly fucked up the award night, though.
So he was going for players.
I was like, Jobbo, okay, we're going to do it in this order, because I had a PowerPoint with everything set.
Yep.
What did I do first? I did yours first, for your video. Then I did rookie.
Yeah, rookie.
Then I was going to do player. And yep. I did this big fucking speech about what player is. Like, oh, I was like, at the start of the game, Boric, come up, your captain, do a little speech, because I can't hand it to myself.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was like, yeah, okay. I pointed to fucking my name award. So, yeah, I got it. Starts speaking, and he says, and the award goes to Marcus McKean. I was like, cunt, wrong one. He thought clubsman. I was like, yeah, okay, it's the same thing. But no. I had a mini heart attack because he announced the cunt's name. Like, fuck, his name's not going to be on player. I can tell you that for sure.
And then you sort of put the blame on me because I had your award ready.
I didn't put your blame on you. I put the blame on Boric.
No, but there was a blame that came over my way because I had your award ready to go. And then Marcus, I'm like, hang on, I thought we were talking about player, but I quickly grabbed yours from the far end.
If we fucking... If we record it, you'll see my face drop and look at the cunt.
Mm.
But we sorted it out. Fun night. What else? Yeah, fun night. A lot of alcohol.
That's good to hear.
A lot of alcohol. A lot of food. A shit ton of food. Shout out to Coca Brew and Grizz.
Yeah, big shout out to Coca Brew.
Beautiful.
Helped us out.
Nice.
And I think future relationships might be really good with him.
Well, that's good to hear. That's what we want to hear. Building the bridges, that's what we want to do.
Oh, what about your week?
Yeah, mate, what was yours?
Well, since now I've got the spotlight, since I'm such a spotlight junkie, I've got a few little presents for you coming into Easter, just to remind you.
Oh, God.
I thought I'd wait for the podcast, so...
Is this from one diabetic to a future diabetic?
No, maybe. So this is for you, Ray.
Thanks.
I thought Pascal the Rascal, because it rhymed. Because he's the one going, nah, lad. This is for you, Spence.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Because you're such a big egg.
You're a big W.
And then couldn't go without Sam because she's always part of it. There you are.
Thanks, mate.
She got the fucking best one.
She did get the best one. That's
you
the one.
Went to Big W and this is all that was left, eh?
No, I went to Woolies today.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah, Northside Plaza Woolies.
Thanks, thanks, man. Okay.
Yeah, I was going out originally today to go get some fish and that from Glenmore Seafoods. I thought, I'll make a little bit of a day of it and go to Woolies. And I thought, what's on tonight? Oh, the podcast. So I thought, a good way to say my thanks and appreciation for what you boys have done to me, especially over the last 12 months, you know, supporting me through everything and... Small little gifts sometimes go a long way. So
that's right, man. Should have told us, though, because we could have gone and got you one as well.
No, it's all good. No. I'm trying to avoid the chocolate. And on Monday, I got a free bag of chocolates at work. So I'm like, sweet, that'll do. Like, just one of those small ones. But I'm like, yeah, that'll do. That's my Easter. I'm settled and happy. So
nice. Well, yeah, for those who are watching on TikTok, sorry to interrupt quickly. This little rascal behind me turns two today. So if you're on TikTok and you're having a look in, please wish Frank the Tank a happy second birthday. He just got spoiled. He got his birthday cake. He got a big stuffed toy for his birthday as well. He's had a good day. How are you, mate?
Are you happily going through like all my messages?
Yeah. I want to see what you write so I can not
far
fuck
up. Out.
Okay.
This is going to be so
question, do you do the Good Friday sort of fast?
I try to. Some years, you know, you're sort of just in the moment. You don't really realize what the day it is. So.
Well, it's for the Lord.
Yeah.
Do you go to church?
No.
Are you Catholic or Christian?
I am Catholic.
Yeah, boy. You Catholic or... Jewish or
atheist?
Yeah. It's fucking sin.
But I don't practice or anything, so I did my confirmation and went.
He's
to
back
school.
Again.
Yeah, he's got a lot to say. This dog. Every week,
it's a bit early for your doggies chat, mate.
Yeah.
You good?
This happens every day. Every day.
Okay. All right, I'll happily get into my little part. So
he keeps talking because while he does his big how he's been this past week.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get the message.
You've made it fucking sound like it's going to be a bad thing coming.
It's not going to be bad. It's going to be entertaining. I've only just offered gifts. I haven't said anything. Yeah,
no, but I appreciate that. I'm going to crack it straight over.
The last week's been pretty good. I can't remember much up till Saturday. Saturday was big. It was good to sort of conclude my time at Wolverines as obviously the outgoing president. So it was very nice to see our sponsors there and hand out the awards and that. So I made sure I spent some lovely time with our sponsors. So, and obviously really appreciate what all the sponsors do, especially also for the podcast to extend that. So
absolutely.
Yep. Sunday, I went out on a nice little date down to Byfield and just checked the whole area. Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Spencer sort of saw her the other day.
Yeah. Is this the one you're telling me about?
Yeah.
Just quickly, did you take them somewhere where the kids had somewhere to play?
Nah, I left it at home with mum.
Left it?
Okay. My bad. Yeah, but she's got a funny way to call her daughters.
Like, you really want to be a stepdad, don't you, cunt?
No.
Yes.
It's not that I'm aiming for single mothers. It's just I look at people for who they are.
So. Is it a fetish?
It is, cunt.
Is it like when you're in bed, you're like, call me daddy, call me daddy, call me daddy, call
every
me daddy.
Every time you tell us about this new thing, the first thing we've got to ask, does this person
What about the one that was over here? She wasn't a single mother.
What about the one before it?
And before that.
And before that. Then one, the one after it.
What?
After her.
I can't remember.
Why am I saying it? That's very dehumanizing.
Yeah.
I know you had a good week.
Yeah.
Byfield?
Had a nice day out at Byfield.
Daddy.
went off road on my little Suzuki. So, and it was raining. So I went, oh, this is going to be interesting.
Daddy.
The roads were a little bit choppy, but it was nice. Had a nice feed up at the Byfield store.
I think you're right. Oh, you good over there, mate? You're just in the middle just chilling out. Bit of a disclosure here, mate. Obviously, I can see TikTok and you can't, but Ty's got heartbreaks, mate. She's broken. She's heartbroken. Ty, do you have any kids?
No.
Huh?
But she refers to certain as her kids.
Okay. I'm just double checking, you know, if you want to have a bit of a look. I just want to know. Ty has any kids, and you know, it's just a Jobbo thing. No, but I work with kids. Oh, so you work with Jobbo? Sorry, mate. You just gave me chocolate and I roasted you. I'm sorry.
Oh god,
that's all right.
Yeah, I'll take the chocolate back now.
You can. I've already eaten some though.
Oh wow, already into it. Yeah,
cream egg is probably my second favorite. Lint with the bunny and the bow and the bell. That's my number one.
I don't know how I picked that then. So I was just going through. I was going to pick any random egg, but I thought, at least that. That's a bit better, you know, for you.
No, so there's a number one. There's like the creme de la creme is the pinnacle of chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's actually the white bunny.
Hello.
The white lint bunny. I think that's the pinnacle of chocolate. Then then it goes creme egg. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
white chocolate's always been my big one, but white lint is just amazing.
Then move on to Monday. Had a very big day. So got up nice and early to pick Spencer up from the airport.
Thank you for that.
Very successful weekend. He'll probably go more into it. So.
Yeah, maybe.
Had nice brekkie and catch up with Spencer over the weekend. So, then after that, I had my care plan appointment. So, the nurse said to me that, you seem very calm and relaxed now and all that. I'm like, yeah, just in a good headspace, you know.
That's good, man.
Really good. So, and then she put the blood pressure machine on, 110 over 60. She's like, holy shit, that explains everything. I'm like, yeah.
It's good.
But yeah, I got some other news that, you know, I've had to change a few things in my life. But yeah, all good. So I was just having a little chit chat to Ray about it. But yeah.
Yeah, you're good?
Yeah, no, it's all good. So it's something I can manage, no That's worries. Good. And yeah. So yeah, and then
how much do
big day at work. So
bench.
How much does Spencer bench?
God, I don't even know. I haven't even done the gym in ages.
Yeah, join
what
the
was
club.
The question? How much you bench?
How much do you bench?
I can go back to when I was a teenager, but I haven't done much gym since.
Oh, mate, I bench as many chocolates in my mouth as possible.
I think I got like 105.
Yeah, I got to 100 kilos for 3 reps when I was 17. So
I think
I couldn't get past that 100 kilo mark. I was just stuck for months.
I think 105 is my max reps, like the 12 for my sets. That's for the fuck shoulder. I think I could probably get maybe 110. The thing is, I can get 110 with my right shoulder, but my left shoulder's
hello.
No chance. I push up and it pops out, so I have to do the dumbbells.
Yeah.
What's yours?
What you doing?
I don't know. I haven't done weights in ages, man.
I normally just do a chest press. Most of the time, the fucking benches are packed at the uni.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
all
know.
The cunts that go to uni, that's all they train is just bench. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I'll go to the dumbbells.
Nice.
Nice. So,
yeah, so
how was the rest of your week? Sorry.
Yeah, the rest was pretty nice and relaxing. So, yeah, doing very well. So, we'll hand over to the reigning, defending, undisputed Australian champion, Apex Anderson.
Yeah, not gonna lie. I do appreciate that, by the way. Not gonna lie. Didn't think that was gonna happen.
Something out that was a bit better than that.
But yes, no, great weekend. For those who obviously are aware, good weekend. Make it short and sweet for everybody. But flew down to Gold Coast on Saturday, and then got a connecting flight from Gold Coast to Canberra for the weekend, where I got down to. Hey, get out of my chocolates, mate! It's not yours.
Well, it's probably better using his chocolate than my insulin.
Well, if he keeps his shit, whoa. Whoa.
I don't mind the pats and everything, but there comes a point.
Where
Whoa. Enough.
What are you doing?
Dad, the weekend was all about
what
me.
What are you doing?
It's all about me and my love for you.
Shit, what did you feed this cunt?
No. You're obsessed. It's like trying to fight off a hyena. Get back, you foul animal.
Drink.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, I want hot dog cups. You can have him. Take him. 2 years of this shit. Anyway. it was good. So flew down to Gold Coast on Saturday, connecting flight to Canberra. Got to Canberra at 2:30. A little bit late to the party, but that was okay. Got in there. Now, biggest mistake I've had so far with connecting from Queensland, New South Wales, which luckily as of next week it finishes, is daylight savings. So I got down there, I did my greetings to everybody, said hello to everyone, said, hey guys, how are you doing? Good to see you all again. And again, everybody in the wrestling community in ICW is fantastic. They're just beautiful, friendly, great vibes, just family orientated. Like, they're just great to see you, shake your hand, give you hugs, hope you're well, what's been happening? Like, just one talk. And I'm like, yeah, awesome. I'm just going to give these guys a quick hand getting in the ring set up because it was 2:30 in the ring, we're still getting set up. And then I'll come do the meets and greets and talks and everything like that. Anyway, I bumped into my opponent and talked to him for a bit. And Jesus, I've still got this bump cough, which is just annoying. It's called a bump cough. So after you take like multiple slams in the ring, it just like kind of damages the back a little bit. So it kind of gets through to your lungs, just makes you cough a bit. But it's just bruising, but it's all good. But yeah, so we were finishing up the ring around about 4 o'clock, or at least I assumed it was a 4 o'clock. And I was like, all right, guys, I'm just going to quickly go down and grab some KFC before we have our team meeting at 5 o'clock. I'll be back. No, it turns out it was 5 o'clock. I'd already walked down to KFC to go grab my food, come back up, and the team meeting had started. I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to stop the food for a second and listen. But it was all good. They just kind of went through it with everything that was going on. but no, good show. We had a bit of a conversation before the show started. I just got stuck into the ring, and Rex pulled me aside and just let me know that there's been some comments made from up here. Down there, and just said how, and I appreciate this to the moon and back. He just said how he just ignored the messages and deleted them, and he's just blocked these people because there's no need for that kind of nonsense. And his words were, "There's more maturity here than there is there." So, yeah, that's what it is. But then Bodhi comes out and he's like, "Are you gonna have a great night tonight?" I was like, "Yeah, you too, man." He goes, "No, you're gonna have a great night tonight." And I'm like, "Why?" He goes, "Because you're gonna become the Australian heavyweight champion." I'm like, No, I'm not. Anyway, so I'm a firm believer of not jumping the gun. So I didn't tell Sam. I didn't tell the family. I didn't tell you guys. Actually, the first person to find out was Kirsty.
I had a feeling, though, that something was going down this weekend. I thought,
Well, I was hoping so. But I didn't want to jump the gun again because this was my second match into this show and I just want to give them everything I had and just be appreciative of the fact that I was still going for a number one contenders match and winning that match. I was like, that's cool. I don't care if I win the belt. I just won my first ever match. And that was great. Yeah, so we ended up having a bit of a chat about how we want to do the matches because I ended up getting in three matches that night. So it's the main event, the opening match, and a tag team match in the middle. It's called a suicide match. Basically, it was like two opponents start in the ring. Once you're eliminated, you get a random tag team partner that comes out and tags in. And it was actually not a bad match. So I had like Benny Whiplash was my tag partner, and it was good. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, so what are you laughing
at?
Okay, cool.
Message.
So first match goes in. I versus Los Dos. He's cool. Lucha guy from Newcastle. Great little wow worker. Then I had my suicide match where I was the second last opponent eliminated. And that's great because it took me to the end. And then I went for the main event, which was the title belt. And Apex turned heel.
Naughty boy.
Basically, to put it in perspective, match was going well, but he used an illegal move on me. So I thought it was only fair to use an illegal move back on him. So I hit him with a low blow between the nuts while the ref wasn't looking. He turns around and was like, what the hell is that for? I give him two big middle fingers and then I hit him with an RKO out of nowhere. Plant him for a 1-2-3 and become Australian heavyweight champion for ICW.
And the pop after it, still
the pop.
After turning heel,
yes.
They still love you.
The weirdest part was, man, that I was doing some dog shot shit and I was still getting popped. So I was stoked. Big crowd reaction. Just so excited to have me there. I think the most surreal thing was the first match where they said, oh, we're doing a random draw. We'll see who the first opponent is. And my music played and in the crowd I hear this, oh my God, it's Apex, he's back. And I was like, that's why we fucking do it. That's exactly right there is why we do this, because it's the fans who get excited to see you again.
Yeah.
So yeah, so did that, won the belt, which was great, did some promo stuff. And then I rest in the morning, went back to a backpackers to stay the night in Canberra, which was good, only $30 to stay in a backpackers in Canberra.
In Canberra. That's
in Canberra. It was $30 to stay at a backpackers. How much coke was there? Nothing.
I thought it was in...
hang on a second. Hang on a second. There's two. And anyway, so there the first night, you know, she's just kind of sit on the top bunk and I roll over in the morning and there's some Swedish chick on the top bunk of the other bed and she looks over and she goes, hello. I'm like... Morning, roll every other way. And there's like this house DJ girls on the other side. I'm like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, ah, shit. Oh, God. Okay. I remember what a backpackers is all about now. Anyway, got my stuff. Got out of there pretty early. Anyway, flew out of Canberra at 10. Bumped into the wrestlers. Some of the wrestlers who flew into state, they came in. We had a bit of a coffee and a bit of a chat at the airport, which was nice. And then... hit it back to Gold Coast because I was going to stay back at Gold Coast for the night and then go back to Rocky the next day, just the way the flights lined up. Which, if I just digress for 2 seconds, I will forever pick Bonza as a place to fucking go to fly. If you are in the need of somewhere to go, cheap, reliable, and really just entertaining flight, please, for the love of God, go and check out Bonza. Their flight was insanely cool. They had hot dogs, pies, sausage rolls, everything on the plane. The lady literally was sitting going, you already know how to buckle your seat in, so let me just show you what a Bonza pair of budgie smugglers look like. I'm like, what? You can buy these from our in-flight menu. I'm like, I'm buying them. So I bought a pair of Bonza budgie smugglers to add to my collection. And then I bought a pair of like 4-pack of cups and they're all the flights, all the planes with the names on them. It's like Shazza, Bazza, Dazza, Gazza, Malcolm and some other guys. And I'm like, cool, awesome. I'm going to get all these. And it was good. But Bonza was great. It was only $50 to fly down to Goldie. And then, yeah, obviously flew Virgin back to Goldie, landed in Gold Coast at around about 11, and I had the whole day to do nothing. So I was like, you know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to go see the friends at C2C Rare Threads. So I'm going to go say hi to them. So took the bus from the airport up to Broadbeach. Meanwhile, what I add, Canberra is filled with just pestilent fucking ratty teenagers who think they can get away with shit. We literally stopped off at a bus stop to go pick up some people and drop some people off. And this kid just walks on. And the guy's like, where's your bus pass? He goes, they don't sell them here in the town. And he goes, okay, so what makes you think you can get on the bus if you can't get a bus pass? He goes, because I can't fucking buy it here. I'll go buy it at the next station. Because the next station's only like 50 meters away. And he goes, well, yeah, we'll just take me down the road and I'll get off and I'll get a bus pass and I'll come back on. Anyway, he didn't end up getting off the bus. He just stayed on the bus the whole time and got him up to Broadbeach South. And he wasn't the first person to do it. There was like three other people who jumped on the bus pretending to scan. And they're like, hey, we didn't see you tap. And they're like, oh, well, fucking don't worry about it then. And the bus driver's like, this isn't a free ride. You can't just keep jumping on and picking when you want to come on. So, yeah, so we end up going to Broadbeach South, getting on the tram, and then riding the tram up to Cavill, where I end up seeing C2C. Snuck in and said hello to John. And then spent the whole day there. We just sat and talked about everything, which was fantastic. And I bought a lot from them, as you can see. I'm rocking the merch at the moment. Got myself a retro Philadelphia Eagles jacket from 2002, might I add. So this thing is pretty well looked after for the condition. And then I got Sam a Cowboys jumper. And then a whole heap of C2C merch. And I also bought an Any Given Sunday podcast shirt because you know what? Us podcasters have got to support other podcasters. So jumped onto the Any Given Sunday potty shirt and got that. And yeah, rocking it. So that was good. But spent the whole day with John. And then I went to go just get some lunch quickly and end up finding a Wahlburger, like the Mark Wahlberg Wahlburger shop. Yeah, had one on the Gold Coast right at the front of the beach. So had that for lunch and then come back and hung out with John, and Sue rocked up from CGC. We had a great chat with her and she's like, come out for dinner with us. We'll take you to dinner. Now I tell you, these guys went from being our sponsors to being family, eh? Like it's just, when you meet people like that, it's hard to not call them friends and family because it's just, the things they do for you, it's insane. Like we got a mad discount on all this stuff here. I think it was like almost $400. We ended up paying like $200-something for it. And it's just the thing that they look out for us the most about. And it's like, we went to dinner. And then they said, oh, no, you're not paying. We've got this dinner. Like, are you sure? Like, I'm happy to pay for dinner. Like, it's fine. I said, no, you're our guest. You're not paying. And then they said, oh, we'll take you down to the YHA Coolangatta where you're staying because we live just around the corner. So we'll drive you back. I was like, well, that's great because it's a 40-minute drive for me to get back. And I was happy to just take the tram and then the bus and get down there when I get down there. But no, they drove me down and they were great. So saw them off at 6. And then this is where the interesting shit starts, boys. Now, for those who are in the End Zone podcast chat, you know quite a bit about this. Sam knows it as well because I was actually honest enough to just front up the shit and talk to her. Obviously, the last 2 years
there. That's a very loyal.
For the last 2 years, I pretty much try to live under a rock when it comes to women, especially women who are attractive. Because my biggest fear is that there's going to be another allegation that comes across the border and says, Spence, what'd you do? And I'm like, I didn't do shit and I have to justify. So I was marking my traces as I was going. The boys can vouch for me. Sam can vouch for me. I was fucking shit scared. And I'm not even kidding. Yeah. I opened up the door into this room. I have no fucking word of a lie. There is 13 beds in that room and 12 of them are fucking occupied by British hotties. Now, yes. They were, someone was testing me.
Yep.
Yes. Someone was, and then even Sam said, if you're a single man, that would have been a white man's wet dream. That was fucking. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, the part that Sam doesn't know, the part that Sam doesn't know, it's not bad. The part that Sam doesn't know is that the boys needed proof that I wasn't talking shit.
This guy doesn't even know.
So,
I saw the photo.
Nah, you didn't. I said, this is a one and done deal, boys. I'm only going to do this once. And then these photos are going to be deleted. So I took a photo of the girls that were all hanging out on the beds and we're all just chatting. And I said, guys, you mind if I take a photo of you? My mates up north don't believe that this is legit. And I said, yeah, no, it's fine. So took a couple of photos of them, sent them up to the boys. I sent them to a private Snapchat between me, Damo, and Ray. And Ray's literally you all I got.
Excluded me.
All I got was 6 GIFs of just them standing up, fucking applauding me with a standing ovation. I'm like, this is not great. This is not great. Anyway, but the way the conversation started, right, was that this dog is gonna do my head. No, it's right. He's fine. He's fine. The way the conversation started was I walked in with my bag. I put the bag down on the corner of the bed. And I sat under the bed and tried to find a charge port. And just as it got quiet, in the back corner of the room, and all I hear is this. This is a category I've seen on Pornhub before. And I'm like, fuck. And I didn't say anything. And then all you hear is this raucous laughter. And I'm like, fuck. Anyway, I got up, had to get some stuff done. Anyway, I got a bottle of water and I was grabbing some stuff on the table. She comes up, one of the girls comes up, she goes, "Is that your face on your shirt? Are you kind of famous or something?" And I'm like, "Yeah, kind of a big deal at the moment, you know, just kind of a little bit of a big deal." And she's like, what do you do? And I'm like, "Oh, professional wrestler." And she's like, "Oh, that WWE stuff." And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh, that's sick. Can you teach me some moves?" I'm like, "Nah. Nope, this is a test. I'm not doing this." I'm sorry.
Frank the Tank wants to
learn. Frank the Tank's just wanted to get involved.
I'll tell you what, the gifts coming out of the group chat were fucking phenomenal.
They were fucking phenomenal. When I said that there was me trying to explain in a light manner that I'm a professional wrestler, this cunt comes out with that Woody coming out of the box from Toy Story 2. But yeah, look, it was an interesting night. They were really lovely. So they're here for about 6 weeks. They do have the podcast followed on TikTok, so they might jump in at some stage later on tonight.
Hello, Riley.
Yeah. Riley was a big fan of the podcast and wanted to say hello to the boys. So then we talked everything wrestling. We talked about how they believe Sam should leave me for Rhea Ripley, and then some of them thought that, you know, Liv Morgan is definitely the one. So that debacle just kept falling over into that. We talked wrestling, we talked podcast, and then we talked about would you rather. And that was when it got interesting, because it was like, would you rather, it was not bad things. It was like, would you rather a broken leg or a broken arm? Would you rather a bat, I think it was a mansion or the bat cave? And they're like, "Oh, it's your turn, Mr. Wrestler Man." And I said, "Oh, would you rather a backpackers or a 5-star hotel?" And like most of them said hotel. And then this one was like, "Well, that's fucking dumb. How else am I supposed to meet professional wrestlers?" I'm like, "Fuck's sake." But no, it was good. And then I ended up having to cut one of their hair because one of them was like freaking out. She was like shitting herself because she said she put purple shampoo in her hair and it was supposed to make her hair lighter. And I was like, "No, purple shampoo is supposed to like negate the orange in your hair, I think it is." And she's like squealing, going, "That fucking bitch lied to me." I'm like, "Oh, well, I'm sorry." And she's like, "Well, someone's going to have to cut all these bits off." And I'm like, "Oh, God." And then all the guys are like, "No, we're not cutting your hair. We have to deal with you for another 4 weeks. We're not cutting your hair." And they looked at me and I'm like, "All right, I'll do it. Well, I've got nothing else to do right now. I'll cut your hair."
You fuck it up?
Huh?
You fuck up
the hair? No, I actually did all right, actually. Got it nice and straight. Took off the bits. Yeah, learned from my sister. But yeah, and then I think it was like midnight before we all cocked it. And then I set my alarm for 4:30 because my flight was at 6. And I woke up earlier because one of the girls had to go somewhere. She left. Anyway, somebody else came in and they made a big fucking noise. Like, so I think one of the girls left the door unlocked and someone came in to check on the room. Anyway, they did that and they had some fucking clatting and banging and stuff like that and then turned on the main light and it's bright. I was like, fuck this. What?
No, I know what hostels are like.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was up at like 3:30. I was like, "Oh, I'll turn my alarm off. I'll have 5 more minutes rest." Nope. I woke up at 10 to 5, didn't I? And I had basically 45 minutes to get to the airport and check in and jump on the plane. Now, luckily for me, the YHA where I was staying was right next to the airport. So, it's basically jump the fence, get on the plane, and go. And the good thing was, is I only brought carry on. I didn't bring any check in, so it was pretty much good to go. Are you serious? You're right. So yeah, it was good to go, and then on the plane fly home. So yeah, then we got back early. Driver picked me up, and now here we are.
Nice.
Along the way, obviously, I woke up yesterday morning to a email that says that there was a tweet that was made about me. Now this obviously,
fucking. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Came out. That's all right. It's quite interesting when people say that they don't want to be affiliated with you, but they're happy to bitch about you on social media. That's quite funny. I don't even give this a second thought. Like, I just thought, you know, it's quite interesting how 2 years later you move on and you still, yeah. Anyway, what are you laughing at?
I just guessed this cunt's passcode.
Oh, nice.
It's that easy,
though. Dude, nice. It's easy.
But yeah, so the tweet basically goes, if you're a Queensland wrestler who has to go to ACT just to get a booking, then you know there's something wrong with you. No wonder that hometown and the entirety of Queensland won't book you. There's something wrong. And now you're their champion. What a joke. And that come from somebody that I thought I would respect from the business because I didn't think he was a dramatic person, but turns out he just has a lot to say. So I could ruin his life. There is a lot of things that I know about him and his family and everything like that that I could absolutely ruin. But I've chosen to take the high road and not do that because there's no need for it. And it's been 2 years. Grow the fuck up, move the fuck on. If you're still going to be salty about it 2 years later while I'm trying to do my thing somewhere else, there's a reason why I'm wrestling in Canberra. Because it's the furthest place I can get away from fucking Rockhampton to wrestle and do my shit without having to be bothered. So if it bothers you that I go all the way down and get booked, well, fucking stiff shit. Yeah. You said something the other day that I keep telling people was actually fucking genius class. There are wrestlers around the world who will travel to other countries just to get booked. It's no fucking different.
Yeah, and it's a way to make your career too.
Exactly, right.
If you stay in the same place, it's... Yeah. Like, obviously under the same management, but if you go over there, it might be what they need.
Exactly right.
So then you might be their star when back at home.
I'd just be a mid-carder who might not even get booked.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, the grass is green on the other side. The grass is fucking greener wherever you water it. You just got to take your talents to where it's going to go. Yeah. Obviously, ICW has seen something in me that I didn't see, and they've chosen to put the belt on me. I'm going to wear the belt with pride. I'm going to be a great champion. I'm going to have a fun time doing it, and I'm going to make sure I don't fuck up along the way.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one of those things where it shouldn't concern any of them what I do. Just let me do it, you know?
Look at Cody Rhodes. Look at Drew McIntyre. There's a big list.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were at the biggest place of them all, WWE.
Yes.
And, yeah, WWE, you got to travel the world anyway.
Yes.
And then they weren't making it. They weren't cutting it. They had to walk away.
Yep.
They had to travel the world to become better wrestlers, find a new character, as in Cody Rhodes mainly, Drew, yes, and all the others. They had to get that experience, and then all these other companies saw those things that WWE didn't see, and then WWE finally saw what it was, brought him back. Look at how big Cody Rhodes is. I had never imagined when he was in Legacy, or just after Legacy, Stardust, that he would be where he was.
Yeah.
That's the same as any wrestler in the world.
Me included.
You can't stay in the same spot. You got to venture out and explore.
Yeah.
You know, it's any sport. Like, you know, you can play the local rugby here, but, you know, I played rugby out west. It's a different competition.
Yeah.
You get different skill sets from there. Like,
yeah.
It's anything in the world.
Biggest thing was for me is that while I was a good face here, I'm a better heel down there. But also too, like, it's even being a mega face, like, I went down there and just the warm-up match, man, the whole crowd was chanting my name. Like, that's a great feeling.
Yeah.
And then when I came out for the main event and I won it as a heel shot, still got cheered. I was like, I'm doing better down there because I'm being appreciated down there. Up here, I wasn't. Up here, they just treat you like shit. Anyway, I'm not going to move into the negatives because, you know, I've talked enough about wrestling. I've got 20 minutes in there, so that's enough. But probably
back over to Ray.
Yeah, back over to Ray.
Question. Since when do they give a fuck a warning? This might upset your match and could get you unmatched. So you don't want to send it? No, delete it. Yes, send it.
Really?
Doing it, yeah, for a while.
Send it.
Damn.
I think it comes down to, like,
it's not vulgar.
In your settings, like what you want.
It's
as
not
well.
Vulgar.
I was going to say, has this been happening since we got you banned the first time?
Probably. This should get you a date.
Really?
I can't say her name because it's the same as my fucking sister's name.
Oh, well, at least we know who it is now.
Your sister. No.
My sister's getting married in 3 weeks.
Hasn't stopped someone before. Not that I'm saying.
She does have two kids.
Not that I'm saying. Yeah, not that I'm saying that it would be a thing. I'm just saying, you know.
Ready? Spelt the same way as well.
Oh, God.
Fuck off. Your baby mama's calling. Her profile is... I'm good at ball, love a good banter, always up for an ocean swim, enjoy fantasy and romance books. I was like, you know what? Jobbo, she's younger than you. She doesn't have kids. Your dog's passed out.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, hey, Tegan, so you're good at handling balls. Sounds like you have serious skills. I'm intrigued. If our banter is good as your ball game, we might have make a splash together. And if things get a bit steamy, we can always dive into some fantasy romance or just keep it wet and wild.
Nice.
Bruv, you're fucking... If you... Oh, she's responding.
Oh, she's here we go.
That was quick.
Jesus. That's a make or break, and Ray's probably broken it.
Does said person watch the podcast?
Which one?
The one that you're talking to at the moment.
No. What? What'd you do?
Oh my god, I didn't realize the mistake in my bio. It's meant to say goofball.
Well, I am a big... Hey. But I am a big goofball.
No,
so.
Hers, it's supposed to say, I'm a goofball, not good at ball.
Well, just reply with, that's a shame, let's put both to the test.
Ready? we're fucking good. That's a shame. What was it? Why don't we... Was it? What did you say? That's a shame. Why don't we put
both... That's a shame. Why don't we put both to the test?
What? That's a shame.
Paul. Wait. Paul.
Oh, she's running again.
Paul.
Bruh, she's fucking intrigued. That's two messages within like 10 seconds.
Oh,
that
damn.
Me, motherfucker, I've got you another one.
Nice, mate. Congratulations.
Maybe I just wanted one, but okay. Why did I respond?
But wow, I'm gobsmacked by that introduction there.
Nice. Nice.
Dobbo, do you want me to finish it or do you want
to? Oh, I don't care.
Okay. Okay.
I reckon what we need
I'll
to do, boys.
I'll give her the silent treatment anyway.
Cunt, if you give her the silent treatment after this effort I put in.
Where's the location too?
She is a...
It usually says kilometres away.
I know, but I can read. No. She's a Kiwi that lives in Gladstone.
Oh, damn. Cocky.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a plan.
Yeah, bro.
He's a man with a plan.
Yeah, hang on a sec. Just let me get to it in a second.
Frank.
I'm fighting a tank here. The plan I've got is maybe to celebrate our 50th...
episode.
Don't have no expectations and not... Oh, Jesus Christ, Jake.
The Jakey comment?
He says, does she have no expectations? Then she won't be disappointed.
Yeah. No. Said person that he's currently talking to that has a child.
Yes.
Oi,
what's her name?
I think she's taller than you as well, though. So.
Oh, no.
Except for Miss Heartbroken on TikTok.
Can you, Ray, can you bring the microphone to your mouth? Mate, we can't even hear.
Jakey, like, you 5'4"? Oh, she messaged again. Okay, so hard. Thanks.
So I'm thinking for the 50th episode podcast celebration, which was episode 1 of season 4. Right. I think what we need to do is we need to mic up Jobbo
for his on a date.
Yep. And we need to have an earpiece where we feed him the lines from a car in the distance.
Oh, God.
Like in Practical Jokers.
Said person,
they have to be in on it, though.
Yeah, you're born. No. I'm pretty sure said person that we all know that we don't like that's a bit autistic that just got married.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Both like speed dating.
Really?
And if we put him in speed dating and we fucking...
I'm down
I'm
for this.
I'm still quite well on my own.
No, Jobbo, I think what we're going to do is the next one, mate. We're going to mic you up for speed dating.
Oh, fuck. I'll probably rip that thing out and just be
what
like,
what
has
he said, Spencer's, and he just got married?
Oh, coincidence? Ah, thanks. I like to keep...
I have no idea what he's talking about, but anyway.
I like to make...
The tism. Oh, okay. The tisms.
Okay, I can't fuck that up, Jobbo. I've done that good of a job.
Well done,
yeah,
mate.
You're good at fucking things up.
No, I
think he's good at fixing it, mate. I think you're the worry.
I was about to say, I like to keep my matches mouth open or some shit like that.
Damn.
I was going to say, you know what? I was riding and I was like, you know what, Jobbo? Okay, tell me what she says next. I just said, haha, thanks. Just
nice.
That was good. Fuck, that was a good message, Jobbo. I'm good for you, lad.
So, boys, here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. All right, Jobbo, we're going to mic you up next episode, I reckon. We next time we can get the speed dating, we'll find out from Mr. Quizology when his next speed dating is. We're going to mic you up on that speed date, and Jobbo and I are going to sit behind the scenes with the camera.
Whoa.
What?
Say my fucking real name, Gump.
No. Hang on. No.
You said...
Yes. Yeah, hang on. Can you all stop fucking interrupting me for a second? Jobbo and I are going to sit behind and we're going to have all of you mic'd up. Ray's going to go first and we'll mic him up and we'll film it.
Yeah, I don't need mic'd up.
And we're going to feed him some info and then Jobbo, you're going to go next. Because Ray, I need you to kind of get the lay of the land. Just kind of feel how it's going, what they're interested in, what they're looking for, and then bang, we send Jobbo in.
What, you're trying to just get me to pick up over Ray?
I'm trying to...
He's just sitting there with his Palmer every night.
What, did Jakey write something as well? Hey, Ray, grab a spoon.
I think it's something to do with eating his ass.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Anyway. That sounds pretty good. I think Jobbo, we set you up. Ray and I stand behind the scenes, mic you up, and we'll feed you all the right words to say, and you have to say it. And if you don't, Raymond, mate.
Yeah.
What do you think? No. I'm asking you a question. Yeah. What do you think we attach a dog collar to his leg with a remote button so if he doesn't say what we want him to say, zap.
You just make him just put a dog collar around his like arm or something.
I reckon do it around his like around his groin.
Arm. So like if he's got a drink and he doesn't say it.
Oh yeah.
I reckon we do that. What's that joint fucking you're 13 and you used to go on that what's it called?
MySpace.
Cunt, that's your age. Yeah.
MSN Omegle. Messenger.
Omegle, put him on that.
Oh, no.
And we tell him what to say.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
I've seen this crazy shit that's come out of that.
Yes, I'm down. I think this is a great idea.
What? Whoa.
What
the fuck?
Since fucking when?
Omegle.
Omegle. Find out that shit's true, because I'd be good.
Holy shit!
What?
It did.
When? How long ago did it get shut down?
I don't know. I'm just, dear stranger. From the moment I discovered the internet, young, it was a magical place. Blah blah blah. Fuck off. I shouldn't say fuck off.
You shouldn't. But anyway.
Yeah. Moreover, as a survivor of child rape,
it got shut down a few months ago. Thanks, Vinny. Hey, Benny. Oh, shit. I didn't realize it was you.
Fuck off. I'm trying to... Where's the good shit? Oh, they got shot down for... fair enough. Yeah, I'm guessing when I was fucking...
Was 13, it because Kermit showed his cucumber?
I was going to say, when I'm 13, there was a lot of... yeah, there was a lot of that.
Hey there. Hey. I got something for you.
I remember watching... Dom D'Angelo's. You used to watch him on YouTube, like Dom D'Angelo's on.
Yeah.
On that.
I used to love watching it when Kermit used to put the cucumber in the camera and pretend it was his schlong.
Oh, mate, that used to.
Hey there.
That and I used to. Fuck! There goes my plan. Did she respond?
No. Fuck yeah.
She didn't.
No. All you said was thanks.
Okay, let me. I gotta up with them.
Up it. Jesus Christ.
Broski has things. Man, things are really good, dude. Lots have happened since I last spoken to you. But hope you're well. How's things been going with you, man? How's the world traveling the world? Being the best bin chicken in all the world. Fastest bin chicken in the world, this guy. But yeah, no, I'm done with that. Let's do that. But yes. All right. Well, I mean, we're pretty early towards our halftime break. Our halftime break's coming up in 10 minutes. So. I mean, we can talk some more wrestling stuff. Get that out of the way.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's do it.
So, I've already got a hot take. I don't think the ending of Raw was that great.
Oh, there shut up. Yes.
Just before I'll pull my mic away because I have nothing to say about wrestling. Because
yep.
But I'll keep going through his tinders.
Cool.
Oh God.
I'm gonna slap you.
But I think it's on the pure fact that. We're now so used to the promo battles and we're not used to the actual fighting. And I think it's actually good that The Rock's gotten physical now, proper. So, but yeah, It just felt odd.
Mm.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to say this, and this is what AEW and WWE could be if they put their shit together. I like it. I think it was great. The fact that Rock came out, said nothing, and just stood there in the ring with Cody, and the crowd just chanted everything. Oh. And they went away. Then they come back, and then Rock decides to desensitize Raw, and he's the head honcho, final boss, as he calls himself. And he says, this is what happens when you fuck with the bloodline. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was big. I don't like, that's huge. That's insane. And then TKO literally said, probably shouldn't have done that. But it's okay, because they're trying to get out of the PG era. I thought the promo was great. The blood was great. Everything was great. It needed to be done. It's done well, which means that whatever happens on Friday night is going to be huge. Monday before Raw is going to be insane. We have a big weekend this weekend, which is great. And then we've got Mania next weekend. Now, boys, I'm drinking. Are you coming over?
Yeah, I'm coming over the Sunday.
When?
Next Sunday or Monday, depending on which one you want to do. Yeah. Both days we're going to be watching Raw, huh?
So the 6th and 7th?
Yes.
Yeah, or when's... Where am I going?
Yeah. Either one of those days, we're putting Mania on. We're drinking, so come on over and drink and watch Raw. Watch Mania with us because it was good last year. I got drunk and watched the tag team championships get taken by the Usos. Now they're versing each other this year. But no, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. So that's next week. Obviously, got SmackDown coming up this Friday, which is great. But no, I genuinely liked Raw this week. I thought it was a very nice episode. To slide sideways for a quick hot second, because the last time we spoke, Edge wasn't the AEW
TNT
champion.
Yeah.
I got to say, look, it was a very good match to watch, the I Quit match. It's something that Christian and Edge couldn't have done before in WWE unless they were back at like ECW, stuff like that. But yeah, I just think that, you know, AEW has a very long way to go. They just keep injuring their roster and it's just not working for them. Some stories are great, but I don't watch most of it. The big news, though, out of AEW as of last week is that Maxwell Jacob Freeman, aka MJF, has been released from AEW. So there could be a special guest appearance at WrestleMania.
Raw after Mania.
It could be Raw after Mania, but I'm thinking Mania itself might be something there. Who knows? But it could be big. I think it'll be big. But Punk and Drew McIntyre is going to be even bigger. I love the promo, the sneaky promo that Punk did on Drew. He was like, who told you you were the chosen one? And obviously they don't want to talk about Vince, so they wrote his name out. But no, all in all, Raw is good. Looking forward to SmackDown. Just a very good time to be a wrestling fan right now because, one, we get to enjoy it. Two, we get to enjoy it as fans. And three, I get to enjoy it as an Australian champion. So I'll be going into WrestleMania as a champion and coming out of WrestleMania as a champion, which is a great feeling as well. Bit of a sarcastic dig there. But I also love the fact that... I forgot to mention too, and this isn't like a big noting thing. After the show, the coolest thing happened. I was on the FaceTime to Sam. I was showing him the belt and showing my mates from up here the belt. And I was on the phone to Cutsy as well, talking about the belts and stuff. And a guy from ECW Canberra came down and asked me if I want to be part of his show too. And so, yeah, now I'm booked for two shows. So May 11th and 18th, I am booked to go to Canberra. So one weekend and then I'll fly back and then I'll do my week of work here. And then I'll fly back down to Canberra and do another week of wrestling down in Canberra. So it'll be good to get to wear my title belt twice and hopefully defend it in the den. And I'll be 30 days champion by then. I got a chance to have a look on YouTube today to see the past and present champions from 2003 up the way to 2023. So the Australian Championship has been active for 21 years as of this year. It started off as a leather-wrapped cardboard kind of cutout belt, which was cool. It was like obviously backyard wrestling then. Then it moved into a more rounded-out belt, which looked nice. Then it had the Australian title that it looks like now, but all in red. And now it's been refined to the ICW belt, which is the one I have now, which is good. So looking forward to being a proud Australian heavyweight champion down in Canberra, which is going to be fun. Looks like I'm going to be going a lot more places. So I'm hoping I can have a chat to ICW about potentially wearing the belt, representing the brand all over the country.
You should make one of those T-shirts with the belt at the bottom.
I had a look at that. It looks tacky.
Does it?
Okay. It does. Yeah. I did a design up. I think Sim's got a photo of it. She can show you. But there's one that's got like my logo at the top and then it's got the belt at the bottom and it just looks tacky. But I do have some merch coming out to celebrate the Rise of Apex is what we're calling it. Rise of Apex has its own little merchandise shirt of all of my accomplishments of me holding the belt. And then I've also got my heel character one, which is Ascender Rise Apex, which is a Kraken skull and the... Yes, sorry.
Heel, that's...
bad guy.
Bad guy.
Okay, sweet.
So when you're the face, ooh, you're the top of the game. When you're the heel, you're the bad guy. You're the bottom of the feet.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So I have some heel merch coming out as well. So Ascender Rise Apex Anderson. And that is my basically acknowledge me shirt. And it's in red bloodline kind of thing. I didn't intentionally mean it. But I've always had... I had another character a long time ago that I wanted to do, but that's like a... That's a fucking turn. Like, that is super heel. And he's called Apex Carnage. And he just breaks harm. He's just an EC. He's just an Extreme Rules character.
Jeez.
Now I'm talking like barbed wire stakes, chairs, tables,
would
ladders.
Would you do those matches though?
Pink hair?
I would, no. I would do the Extreme Rules matches. There's one match I've always wanted to do. And I know this is going to make a lot of people look at me. But I've always wanted to do a thumbtack match. I have always wanted to do a thumbtack match. I've always wanted to get suplex through thumbtacks. Mm. I've also wanted to have a like glass rod smashed over my head, like the
I'll do it.
The ooh. Lights. but
massive heel turn over here.
Yeah.
Oh, if he wants to fucking try it out, I'll go to fucking.
Well, I got to have a bit of a chance to do heel stuff in the show after the match. So they came out for like an encore match, and they had Tank versus Benny Whiplash, which was great. And I came out to support Benny Whiplash and ended up sitting in the crowd watching the whole thing and I had the belt around my waist and everything. And then while they were struggling to like, Benny was pretending he had something in his eye, I grabbed a chair out from underneath the ring and hit Tank across the back a couple of times, broke the fucking chair over his back, which was great. But I smacked him a couple of times until the chair literally broke off the wall. So it was a lot of fun to do. But yeah, I definitely would be thinking about being a heel. Super heel would be Apex Carnage. And I come out to the Godzilla theme song, which is it's like it's the same song the Broncos come out to when they're warming up in Suncorp. Yeah. That was my theme song. Now I have to figure out a new theme song for this Ascender Rise Apex. I am thinking about using the Bloodline song. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't actually do that. I can't use Kickstart My Heart because that's Apex Anderson.
Can I pick a song out for you?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet. I'm going to look one now.
We'll come up with a song by the end of the show, and that'll be my new entrance song.
Who do you reckon out of Ray and I who'd pick a better song?
Me.
I'm sorry, man. I think Jobbo would because Jobbo's actually done... He looks at wrestling, so he understands. I gotcha. Although he did write a very fucking wacky storyline for me the other day, and I had to read it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is 2 pages long. This is insane. But, no, it was good.
I'll tell you what, and I don't want to bring it up.
No.
If...
No, sorry, hang on. No, I'm not saying no to you. I'm saying no to Cutsy. Cutsy's like, what about Shake It Off by Tay-Tay? No.
No.
Nope.
No, you just do like a Bam Bam kind of thing. Just come out like fucking Kylie Minogue or something.
No. What the fuck? What is wrong with you people?
No.
But no, I was like, with unnamed fuckwit from unnamed town that's still a fuckwit they were talking about.
Yeah.
If he was a proper like marketer of the sport.
Yes.
You could have had a massive publicity match.
Could.
You know what I mean? If he wasn't such a C-U-N-T.
Yes.
I don't know why I fucking spoke to you. I've been saying it all. But no. Yeah, I'll find your song. You're a heel, eh?
Yes.
Wrestling heel song.
You don't type wrestling heel song.
I've got three songs that I have in mind. Are you good? I've got three songs that I have in mind. And I can technically use one of them because that wrestler doesn't exist anymore.
Does it have to be like copyright free or can you...
I can use whatever I want. I was thinking of... I'll play it for you guys in a second. I won't give away too much. I'll let the podcast people listen and guess. If you think you can guess what song it is, I'll put a little poll in the bottom. What do you think the song is that I'm thinking of? Or... what's a song you could use as a bad guy entrance for a wrestling theme song? I'm going to put the poll at the bottom of our podcast for this week. Yes, dear.
Can you just give me like a rundown of your persona as Apex as the heel?
Apex as the heel?
Yeah, so are you a big cunt? Are you a crowd cunt? Are you dirty?
I'm dirty.
Dirty.
Yes. So my original thing was technically finish the story. I finished the story. I become heavyweight champion, which is great. This was not what I expected it to be. Now it's all about holding the gold.
Are you a cheat? Like, do you cheat in matches and that kind of shit?
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. I'm going to be doing everything I can to keep the belt now because it's like, I'm your favorite. Like, it's, I'm not going to take a page out of Gabriel Zay and be like, I'm your favorite wrestler, bro. But it is their music that I'm using. Huh? Yeah.
And what kind of theme of a song you like?
I don't know, but something about...
instrumental, lyrical?
I don't know. Jarbo, how much wrestling do you remember of, like, Bro Day and stuff like that?
They were, like, Universal or whatever. Like, yeah. They did that sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were in that faction Destiny, wasn't it?
Yeah. They was, yeah, yeah. Hang on a sec. I've got to slide this little thing up to say that I'm still existing on TikTok at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, boys, I'm just thinking off the top of my head because, you know, the faction doesn't exist anymore. I'm just thinking about fulfilling my destiny, you know? Yeah, I think that's a great song. Oh, come on. What are you doing?
I'd have to hear the song again to
make I'll happily play it. But I'm just thinking, you know, they don't use it anymore. And they're not a faction anymore because one of them doesn't exist anymore. So I'm thinking the really? Song, yeah, yeah. They had a really cool match. I'd suggest checking it out on YouTube. It's Trent O'Day versus Gabriel. And Gabriel's it's, yeah, gone. It's career versus career. And then I believe Gabe beats Trent and then they restart the match and then Trent beats Gabe. Excuse me.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it's done. So Gabe leaves. The way they did the entrance was beautiful too. All their characters that they've ever had over the years, they can't like they get everybody else to wear those costumes as they come out, and then they come out. So Trent's still going. He's a champion up here. He does phenomenal.
Yeah, Trent's a phenomenal wrestler.
Absolutely. Gabe, now if he ever come back, that'd be a match I'd love to have. But you know, I don't know how much of them they don't like me. I don't know what the shit is. It just changes every week. But yeah, no. So the song's called Destiny by NF, and I'm thinking that's gonna be my entrance song.
Oh, I know that song.
Yes. Yep. So I'm thinking I might do that because they ain't using it, and they're gonna be down my time anytime soon. So why not? Why not? Upset a couple more apricots while I'm already at it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back.
Do a big break.
Huh?
Do a big break.
Big break? All right, we're going to take a big break. When we come back, we're going to talk about NRL, what's been going on, and how everybody's team's looking after a couple of fractured bones and feet and jaws and sockets and stuff like that. But when we come back, we're going to talk about all things NRL, and then we're going to get the hell out of here so I can play Helldivers. All right, I'll talk to you soon. And now it's time for your halftime break. Stretch those ears, walk around, and we'll be back right after this ad break. Do you remember that time when you were around your friends and family and your favorite team won the game? It's a great feeling, right? Moments like having beers with friends, a barbecue with family, talking about the team, tailgating with the community. Whatever it was, the point is, sports brings us together. What was your traditions growing up? Was it any given Sunday with your family? Anxiously waiting to step onto the field with your team, or that time you got to score your first try? Do you have a favourite player you ever looked up to? Well, in November 2022, C2C Rare Threads was born. Each sporting garment has a meaning. It's timeless, classic, and one of a kind, bringing you all your favourite memories. Driven by their passion for sustainable fashion and finding high quality or rare vintage clothing, they'll strive to find your aesthetic pieces that also provide you nostalgic moments. Let them help you create a vintage capsule wardrobe that brings back your favorite memories. For more information, head to c2crarethreads.com.au and find your favorite items today. Express your unique style this autumn at Mia Kits 1. At Mia Kits, they believe that sunglasses are the ultimate accessory to express your unique style. Step into their realm of iconic sunglasses that transcends and trends and makes a statement wherever you go. For more information, head to MiaKits1.com and find your style today. So I was in my backyard the other day and I thought to myself,
wow, my backyard really could use a bit of a touch-up, and unfortunately, I just don't have the time these days. That's why I call the boys at the Cutting Edge, and they help me do absolutely everything. The boys at the Cutting Edge Group managed to look after all my needs, give me a really good quote over the phone, and made sure all my landscaping was tended to by the professionals there. So if you need your backyard, landscaping, or anything done with maintenance for the yard, head to the team at thecuttingedge.au and talk to AJ and the friendly staff there, who will have you looking absolutely fantastic for your weekends. And now the ad break's over. Let's get back into the action. The End Zone Podcast comes to you in 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to part two of the End Zone Podcast, season four, episode five, I believe we are. Probably going to call this one Hank the Tank's birthday date, or Hank the Tank's birthday wank. He's out cold behind me. It's filled with a bit of wankers tonight, I'm not going to lie. we had our halftime break, and for those who saw us on TikTok, obviously thank you very much for sticking around and listening to us. But I got to tell you, it was very frustrating because it was like we try to pick out a song for my heel character for wrestling, and it spiraled so quickly. I had Cutsy on TikTok saying Big Red Car, Madonna, Hollywood shit. You got Ray over here doing the fucking hokey pokey.
It was good, though.
It was not good. It was interesting to hear. Horrible. It was interesting to hear. And then,
you said Ed Sheeran, Jobbo.
Yeah.
Look, it was a rock song.
For once, Jobbo started hot and finished cold. Like, he started with, what was the song?
Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah, Breaking Benjamin, Blow Me Away. And I was like, that's actually not a bad kind of thing. And I kind of spiraled with that and went, oh, well, I'll try and see what else I can find from that. And I came to the conclusion that I'm probably going to play a Nickelback song like This Means War, because the lyrics say, glide up to the ring for a battle that you can't win. I think that's great. But it just got dumber. I had to mute Cuts here one stage because it was just peppering shit song selections. Yeah, and then Ray over there, he has a habit of just interrupting you while you're trying to say something.
Yeah,
he's obnoxiously fucking playing loud music over there. He's like, oh, I just want to play a country song for my tag team. Like, all right, cool, great. It's not what we were picking, but anyway. And then you got old Captain Jobbington over here who sails the seven seas of wondrous conversations and just fucking sails off to the next planet of Jamaica or something like that without us even being put on the ship. But anyway, we're back into the part two of the podcast tonight, and we're talking about all things we do with round three of the NRL. And boys, again, another interesting round, that's to say the least. I think the biggest thing to come out of round three is the amount of injuries that they've stacked. Some of the big names have obviously dropped out. You're looking at Mitch Moses with a broken foot. Nathan Cleary looks like he's got a sore chin.
Tino out. Tino, ACL?
He needs chin reconstruction.
Yeah, Tino out with a Rico. Just a lot of things. Yeah, we've got the stats love stats camera woman number one beside me. So here we've got at the moment, so far out for this round, Adam Reynolds is back this round, which is good. His knee's feeling better. Payne Haas is out for round eight for the Broncos. Brendan Pakura, he's out for round eight with an ankle injury, and Reece Walsh is out with a facial injury. That could see him up to 12 weeks. Josh Adakara is out with a shoulder, but he's back this round for round four. Possefus Famasuli is out with a head knock. Not too sure when he's back. Carl Apoa, Oluapu, thank you. I was having a stroke there. He got a neck injury. He's out indefinite. And Ryan Sutton out with a knee indefinite as well. For the Cowboys, Hilim Luki, he's out till round nine with an ankle injury. Cohen Hess out for the knee with the next season. Jermaine Tawana-Brown, he's out. Achilles indefinite. For the Dolphins, Cody Nikorima, head knock round four back this week. Ray Stone, concussion back round four this week with the concussion protocols. Holy shit, that was a stroke. Connolly Lemieux, round six knee. Anthony Melford, hamstring, not too sure when he's going to be back. And Tom Gilbert out with a knee for next season. To the Dragons, Jacob Little is back from concussion this round. Francis Molo is back from suspensions this round, which is great. Jaime Selle back this weekend from a hamstring injury. Jaden Sewer back this weekend with a quad injury. And Corey Allen is out next season with a knee. That's great for the Dragons. That's almost everybody back, which is good to have a good stacked team for this next round because we're going to need it. Bailey Simonson for the Parramatta is out with a concussion till round four. Marcus Sivo is bad. Suspensions finished at round four, so both of these boys are back this weekend. Mitch Moses with a broken foot out till round 12. Jack Hetherington for the Knights, ankle back round four this week. And Leo Thompson suspended until next week. Huh? Yes, yeah. Shouldn't have been suspended, but that's the way of the game. Nathan Cleary, Panthers, have hamstring injury. He's back. Sorry, he's out until round seven. James Fisher-Harris, shoulder to be seed. Scott Sorensen, he's got a knee as well. To the Rabbitohs, Campbell Graham is out with a sternum, back out until round 20. And Jai Arrow's got a shoulder injury. He's out indefinitely. To the Raiders, Sebastian Chris, concussion round four. He's back this week. Albert Hopewadi's back next week with his arm. Corey Harawira-Nara, he's rested indefinitely. For the Roosters, concussion protocol stated Luke Keary sat out last game, so he's back this weekend. Spencer Leanu is still suspended until round 10. Lindsay Collins, he's hamstringed until TBC. Billy Smith, he's out with an ankle TBC. And Sandon Smith is elbow TBC. For Manly, Tofofua Sipley, this is a suspension round four. He's back this week. Tommy Talau back this week with an ankle injury. Matt Lodge is not back till round six. And Jason Saab is hamstring round seven. For the Sharks, Dale Finucane is out with a facial injury till round six. Royce Hunt, calf round eight. Toby Rudolph, ankle round eight. Cade Dykes, hamstring TBC. Braden Hamanueli, knee TBC. And Jesse Coughlin, foot indefinite. Moving to Melbourne Storm, Joe Chan, hand round five. He'll be back then. Cameron Munster, groin round five, hopefully. Christian Welch, concussion round five. And Sulivahi Falgo is out with an ankle injury. For the Titans, Jaden Campbell is back this week after his knee injury. David Fifita is out for pectoral. He's back this week as well for round four. And Tino Fasuamalaui is out for the season until next year. Back this week for the Warriors is Wade Egan, which is going to be good a boost for them. Round four, he was back. Murata Nakora, he's back as well this week for the Warriors. So is Dylan Walker, which is great for them. Chance Nickel-Klostad looks like he won't be back next week for the hamstring. And Sifakula, ACL indefinite, he's out. Tigers, they've got a couple injections this week as well. So Latu Fainu comes back from a hamstring injury. Josh Fedley, he's out. He's back from a shoulder injury. And Solomon Sakuru, he's back from a shoulder injury this week. Sione Fainu is back next week from a foot injury. Stafford Toa is back around 11. And Adam Dewey is still out until round 17. That rounds off all of our injury lists. So we've got a fair whack of injuries this week and a lot of key players out, but we've got a lot of key players back in. Obviously for Brisbane, big injection is Adam Reynolds coming back. Bit of an interesting one this week, obviously. A lot of players are out for their respective teams. Big weeks for us, obviously. Cutsy reached out to me this week and asked me if I wanted to wear a Manly jersey next week because obviously the loser of this game this week would have to wear a jersey. I said, eat my ass, because I've got a funny feeling it's going to be an absolute pizzling for the Dragons since they haven't had a great start. But we'll reflect quickly on round three, and we'll have a bit of a chat about what's happened. So we'll start with Thursday night, 34-12 to Parramatta over the Broncos. Broncos showed a bit of resilience in the last 5 minutes, but just didn't get the job done. Panthers kind of came out a bit strong.
No structure there, eh?
Really wasn't, but I guess since you're losing Adam Reynolds and you're losing half your key players, most of their structure relied on benchmark players, which they just couldn't round out and actually complete a proper set. I think they completed, I think it was like 18 from 26, I think it was completed sets. If you go to team stats, what have we got here? Their completion rate was 77%, so 18 from 26. So
Broncos,
I was close.
Had 47% of possession, so I don't
yeah,
know.
Exactly right.
Yeah, just I think they just with Reynolds, they just lost that one person that sort of holds them together, not
and then,
all the time, but just fucking. They need, look, they still had most of their team there that should have won that, I reckon.
Yeah, and not only that, but I mean, obviously losing Reece Walsh at like 2 minutes into the game, that's also a big blow for them. But it was just one of those things where it's like, it's just an insane time. Just to have a lot of injuries come through. But yeah, no, obviously, great game. Moving to the next one was Warriors, big surprise, big upset over the Raiders.
Week of upsets in round 3A.
Yeah, well, I listened to that game on the radio as it was playing, and the biggest surprise for me is that at halftime, it was, I think it was like 10-6 to Raiders. And then Warriors just put, was it, I think it was 12 or 14 points, yeah, 14 unanswered points on them in the second half just to absolutely seal the deal for the Warriors, which was really, really good. Big ups for the Warriors. They really did fight as hard as they could. Considering they had the least amount of possession in the game, I think they only had like 79% completion rate. And then Raiders, I think, had like 80-something percent completion rate. So they did really, really well. And they had 49% possession over the Raiders, who I think had like 50 or 52% possession. So they... It was a bit of a back and forth game, a lot of grinding, but eventually when the floods, like the gates flooded open, there was just a lot of points in it for the Warriors, which was good.
Warriors got a good little team, eh? That Tane Taupiki at fullback's looking good.
Yeah.
I went to high school with him.
Nice.
Fun fact. Coomba State High School represent.
Nice.
They've got a good team this year. I think they're not relying on like Roger or
Dallin,
Sean Johnson.
Mm.
He's in the team. He's balling now, but like fucking, I reckon touch wood if he doesn't go down. But like, they got enough structure there now. I reckon they're set, and I reckon. He's on his phone on Tinder.
Yeah.
No. I reckon they got a good chance this year to get to at least top six.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
I think they're in that, you know, how the era of the Raiders where they're always getting. Yeah. Nearly there?
Yeah, nearly there.
Just see if they can sort of break that little barrier that Raiders haven't done yet. Like, yeah, well, Raiders for the past 3 years, they've always been that cusp of, oh, fuck, they're going to go all the way. Like,
well, they went their way, but they lost it. Yeah. Boy, speaking of breaking the fence and trying to get out, what the fuck's going on with the Rabbits?
Yeah.
48-6 to the Roosters over the Rabbits. This is their third consecutive loss.
And biggest defeat ever to the Roosters.
Yeah, and a lot of people asking a lot of questions out of Jason Demetriou saying, what are you going to do about it? He's trying to shake the idea that there is a bad dynamic or bad juju in the club. I genuinely think it's because Jack Bighton's there and he's just pissing off a lot of apple carts because he's a very indifferent person. But he's also got a mouth on him. Obviously, we've seen that when he bit the players in the Newcastle Knights game.
Who's the only halfback for the Rabbitohs?
Lockie Ilias. Yeah, he's been dropped to Dean Hawkins.
That's all fucking that name.
Yeah, look, they're panic playing at the moment, and it's good for us because I hope like we get to Anzac round or not Anzac round. What's it? Heritage round, and Dragons put a decent score on them, which would be nice. But yeah, look, it was definitely a weekend for a round of upsets. Bulldogs 32 over the Titans 0. Kept them scoreless.
That was horrendous, that game. Fucking, I don't think he's been dropped, but Tenno'd that. I think Parks will blame for that. Like, you got to get deeper on your fucking kick.
Tanner needs to do something.
Before that, for the past year, he's been on that upwards pile. You know, we lost... You know, we've been losing at the start, but, like, he's been, he's been somewhat of a shining light. But that game, I don't know, he just was very shallow on the fifth.
Mm.
And we had a charge down that got returned for a try. He's getting fucking beat around the bush. Like, surely, obviously, you can't put that blocker in front anymore. It goes against the rule, but get deep. He's standing... Maybe 3 meters from the line of the play of the ball. Why are you not going back 7 fucking meters?
So
you
exactly give it, right.
You know you can't have a blocker anymore. I don't know.
I think South Sydney have got about the same hopes as Titans do this year. If they keep playing the way they do. Yeah, I'm just saying if they continue the way they do, this is going to be as bad as it's going to be.
Who do we replace Tenor with? You're not fucking replacing him with Tom.
No.
Tommy Weaver.
What about Toby?
Toby Sexton.
Yeah.
He's at Bulldogs.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he signed last year.
Yeah, he's at Bulldogs.
Shit, eh? Damn.
That is it Harry Smith? Harley Smith?
Yeah.
The Pom that
is he I mean, if you he's gone. I mean, if you really have to, you could probably move Verrills there.
Yeah, I know. Just maybe just need to get him out one game and see if he fucking pulls it out. But all just errors, I reckon, that game. And defense.
Lots of.
Errors and defense just wasn't there. I reckon they probably had to talk until we get Jaden back this week. Definitely in.
Mm-hmm.
For feeders and maybes in the reserves. Hasn't made the bench yet. But, yeah.
I'll tell you what's a lot of maybes, man. Maybe. Oh, yeah,
Harley Smith Shields.
Yeah.
Maybe he's what a wing, I think. But yeah. I don't know. Just we don't have a what if. We're relying on Kieran, but Kieran Vaughan wasn't sort of that pronounced that game.
No.
Yeah.
It was just fucking weird. Like, if you thought of the Titans over the past 2 years, it's been spreading the ball.
Yeah.
It worked the start of the season of just running up the middle. But, like, we only can do that if we can get rid of the ball out of our own. I don't know. We just need to do some soul search. And it's not a fucking jump ship moment. I'm not going to fence sitting like Jobbo.
No.
I think fence
sitting, what do you mean?
I think we can still get there. Just need a...
They need to work
something I hope they sort out the fifth tackle kick. That's what really killed us. Like,
yes.
It's a charge down and we're not putting them in their own half. Like,
yeah, it made no sense.
It's hard to fucking defend when they're always in your half, that's even it. Off a kick.
That's it.
I don't know. But no, Tino out. I think that might affect like sort of the intensity. He's a talkative captain, but he's a very like fucking follow me sort of I'm gonna hit first kind of thing.
Yeah.
But no, we have Keenan Palacio.
Yes.
Big sort of come from Broncos. So him and Mo Fodawaker sort of I think it should be good. I think Keenan probably the same sort of style as Tino.
Yeah.
Sort of that 13 playing a prop role.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got hope. I'm not gonna jump ship. I've got hope.
Well, boys, I'm gonna tell you, I'm starting to lose hope. And I'm starting to lose like my awakeness, but I'm starting to lose hope with the Dragons already. Yeah. Like I said, 3 games in and I'll see what we're doing. And here we are 3 games in and we're getting our ass sent to us 46-24 from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Look, Ben Hunt said it pretty easily. He said, what's the point of me saying something if they're not going to listen? So I dare say that Ben Hunt will probably be gone by July.
Do you reckon
Flanagan?
No, fuckhead. The Dick Lomax?
Nah.
He goes with him?
Nah.
He's been...
No, they won't release Lomax until the end of the year.
Yeah. Do you reckon he's gone next year, though?
He'll go to Parramatta.
He seems unwilling to play...
Yes, he's being a bit defiant at the moment.
I don't know.
He's out of position.
Yeah, he's out of position.
He lost kicking duty as well, hasn't he, eh?
Yes, he has.
I think that's probably the bigger sort of grievance he probably will have.
Are you boys already writing off any teams from the ad already? No, just having a look at some of the realistic options of...
Oh, I think the Cowboys have written off anyway. They always die.
Oh, look, yeah, Cowboys have been made premiers and then probably ditzy out, but anyway... Yeah.
Oh, so you're just handing the premiership over to me, Spence?
No.
The Cowboys are dying.
No.
Cowboys they always are dying. Die second half of the year, so.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not being, you know, how I can big note my teams and that. I thought
all the time.
I'll keep quiet because the first 3 games, Cowboys have had pretty easy wins, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then they're going to come up against the Roosters or even Panthers will... You know, give him a knock. So I thought, keep your mouth shut.
Well, speaking
doing well.
Speaking of giving him a knock, how about the Tigers, eh? 32 points to 6. I tell you what, the most enjoyable thing about the entire thing was Benji handing out the actual team song in pieces of paper to all the players. Who are we?
What was it? That first game that Buller came in last year was like, what was that losing streak they had?
11.
Yeah. So and it's a new team, so
yep.
You Yeah. Do you know the Cowboys winning song? Ooh, fucking shitty fan.
Yeah.
Nah, well, I don't go good on good on Tigers. I don't know. It seems it's more of a player led club. You reckon?
Yeah.
How much do you reckon Benji has in on that team?
Well, the fact that Benji's only there part time through the week pretty much.
Yeah, I read that this week. Eh?
Yeah, that pretty much solidifies the fact that it's a player driven club. I think. I think Brooks would be salty if they went the
Brooks
distance.
Been at a, yeah, Brooks, thank fuck he left.
Well, yeah, he's at Manly now, so he's going to actually see a finals for the first time in his entire career. He's
having a standout year so far.
But yeah, speaking of standout year, Parramatta looking pretty good so far. 28 points to 24 over Manly.
Caesar. Fuck.
First Manly loss of the season, so they're probably feeling a bit on the pinch.
Mm.
But
Eels. A close game.
Eels up inside you.
All three Eagles games this year has been fucking a good watch.
Yeah, that's been good.
They used to have that. They used to be that boring team to watch because they would either.
I used to hate them. I still hate them, but I just hate the Belichick.
They always fucking beat the Titans either by a shit ton or it's very close.
Yeah.
But I've been enjoying watching them this year. Tommy's full ball.
Yep.
Jakey's full ball and
Benny. Speaking of
Imagine having those three brothers in your team. Fucking hell.
Speaking of the Rabbits had that. Burgess brothers. Sam, Tom, and Luke.
And Luke.
Yeah.
Wasn't that and four? George. Yeah, and there's George. Four.
But speaking of winning by an inch or a mile, Newcastle over Melbourne Storm. That was a big one. 14 points to 12 to Newcastle. Welcome back to the real sports here in Newcastle. Back on the winning circles. Yeah, very heart attack game. But no, all in all, good round of footy so far. I think that was everything. And then obviously Dolphins got the bye.
It's good seeing Pappenhausen back playing good footy, eh?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to touch wood again, but like coming back, your first game back and doing what he did.
Mm.
Like, he's been out for 2 years technically. He played one game. Ooh,
yeah, one game, came back, busted his leg, came back again.
Yeah, I know. He's looking good. I sort of cusped it air when he got taken out midair on that. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't think it was a penalty. Was it a penalty? No.
Yeah, they
pulled it back?
They put Leo Thompson on report and Ben Smith did it, but Leo didn't actually jump. He stood there and went to go over the ball. Paps jumped over him and landed wrong.
Yeah.
Sounds like she might be a Knights fan.
I think she's a Knights fan.
Yeah. It's good to see the Knights get at least one win this year.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Nah, it was actually a good game. Storm looking better.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
It's better than they lost that first round, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking. They're looking good. I reckon. They've got 2 years left of being a quite unquote. We boring.
Can you not fucking yawn into the microphone? You're getting another one for that.
I pulled away over here.
We literally all I heard was.
Now he's gonna make everybody yawn, eh? I think Storm's got maybe like a year and a half, 2 years, or it has to be 2 years, maybe left on being in that like sort of premiership.
Well, they haven't lost.
Hopeful, kind of, you know what I mean?
They haven't lost the first round since Bellamy's been in coaching. Yeah. So that's 2003.
Yeah, so I reckon give them 2 years and they'll be sort of a
be a bottom eight team.
Oh, I didn't want
to. I'll say it.
I was going to compare them to a team.
Let's move on because Jobbo's past his bedtime.
Yeah.
All right, so round four starts off big bang tomorrow night. Roosters Panthers. Who we got, boys?
Panthers. I'm Panthers Roosters. I reckon Roosters coming off a big win.
Yep.
Confident.
And no Cleary.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with the Panthers, they could lose Edwards, they could lose Toto, they could use Luai, they could lose anybody else, and somebody can replace them.
Yes.
And, like, fit in that system and
yep.
be, like, a like-for-like sort of change.
Yep.
But losing Clear it. I think the last time he was out, they lost that, didn't they?
That's it. It's a big chin to feel.
Who's playing seven? Brad Schneider.
Ooh.
Ooh, who the fuck's that?
Someone. All right, moving to Friday. Big game. Bulldogs and Rabbits.
Who did you say?
Roosters.
Roosters.
Yeah.
Roosters?
Yes, the Roosters.
Nice.
Bulldogs and Rabbits.
Bulldogs.
I'm going to say Doggies as well.
Say Bulldogs.
Doggies, brah. Broncos, Cowboys.
Broncos.
Cowboys.
Give me the Broncos. I think. Oh, Walsh is out, eh?
Yes.
I'll go Broncos. Who's replacing Walsh? Saylor?
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be good. Tristan Saylor getting like a proper good go.
Mm-hmm.
I go Broncos for the boys.
Nice. Dragons and Manly.
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 Manly. Titans and Dolphins.
Titans.
Titans.
Dolphins.
I think Jaden coming back. I hope Desi got into to Tanner to be a bit more deep.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least give Foran a turn at kicking the fucking ball.
Yes.
I think he got predicted when on fifth, every time we're going to Tanner.
Yeah.
But no.
All right. Knights and Wars.
Warriors.
Warriors. Can be Warriors.
I'm going to go Knights.
Mm.
Sharks and Raiders.
Go Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go Raiders as well. Parramatta and Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Parramatta.
I'm going to give Tigers the if. Coming off another good win.
Yeah, I'm going to say Para. And you got Storm for the bye.
Yeah, Storm barely on the bye.
Nice. Well, that wraps up NRL for this week. And I think that should wrap up the podcast as well. I don't think there's much else to grab as well. There's only one thing I've forgotten to mention before you put your hand up.
Yeah.
143 Musgrave Street, North Rockhampton, the place of people, the donuts that are out as well. We started the podcast with them and we'll finish the podcast with them. Make sure you get in there and grab some donuts. Sell them out before we sell them out because we are big boys and we eat lots of donuts. Yes.
You're a heavyweight champion as well.
I know, yes.
Yeah, Fafita, not in the squad, but in the squad. So I don't know if he's returning this week.
Interesting
he's
stuff.
He's in the interesting reserves.
All right.
Speaking of donuts.
Yes.
It's Lucky Dip. There's a first in, best dress. There's a Easter special one in there.
Sure, he ate it. Anyway, let's get out of here and eat some more donuts and have a great night. But thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. This is the End Zone Podcast, the good blokes with the bad jokes. Enjoy you all being with us on this wonderful podcast journey we have. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Catch you later.